Right. On that topic, it's kind of curious to me because I think in, say, most Westerners come to Dharma practice as meditation.
Right.
And think that, you know, like, look at some of the primary older established centers in this country is all oriented on insight meditation,
yeah,
or meditation center, meditation, meditation, meditation.
Yeah.
And only lately, it seems, are they bringing in, say, the other elements of practice that aren't just about meditation, or, you know, or even some of the other ceremonies, or say the Buddhist stuff that in Asian countries it's like the opposite.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see. And even here, like people who come to this monastery, like maybe with Ajahn Mun or Ajahn Chah, it's like, okay, well, if you come here, that what you're going to go away with is meditation is a really important part. You can't like do it without meditation. And then Westerners coming here would walk away saying, oh, well, we thought it was only meditation, but now we see that this also involves devotion and generosity. It's like the opposite in a way.
Yeah, that's something that's really exciting for, like, certainly Ajahn Chah. You know, it's really exciting for him to sort of, you know, come to the West and see West, see, you know, to be able to plant these seeds and kind of extend the because he also sees that as something that, so there's a lot of cross-pollination that's taking place and kind of mutual encouragement and mutual learning, actually, that takes place by these two different cultures and cultural perspectives meeting each other and learning from each other.